Yes, thank you very much to all committee members for the comments, and also to you, Chairperson, for the question. Indeed, the review of national human rights institutions is carried out by the GANRI Subcommittee on Accreditation, and working closely together with the OHCHR, the subcommittee has developed so-called general observations, which are interpretative tools of the Paris Principles to provide further guidance on how to interpret but also implement the Paris Principles in practice. And they're designed to really provide for and ensure a more harmonized application of the Paris Principles in various national, local contexts. So these observations are publicly available and provide really also the guidance both in establishing institutions, in the operations, but also then, of course, when reviewing them. For example, there have been general observations specifically looking at national human rights institutions that have been designated as national preventive mechanism under UPCAT, and what should be the requirements of such a national human rights institution, particularly, for instance, additional resources required for that NHRI to carry out this additional mandate effectively, independently, and in line with the treaty. But having said that, of course, it's true that institutions operate in very different national and local contexts, and this is certainly also what is being taken into account to some extent when institutions are being reviewed and accredited. So trying to seek a balance between the development and application of uniform standards, but also taking into consideration the actual realities and environment in which a given national institution is operating. Thank you.